Go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you very much for your son that you gave us as a gift for Christmas, Father. What a great, great, great gift. Thank you, Father. And you keep giving gifts all the time. You're so good to us, and I appreciate it, and I thank you, and we all thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to teach, and Father God, I pray that the Holy Spirit teaches through me what you want and help me leave off what you don't want and give your children listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father, to take in what the Spirit is saying. And I thank you again, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Just give me a minute. Okay, this is just a little funny, little funny, okay. You may laugh little. Okay, give me a minute, y'all. Okay. This is where your heart is, said the teacher, pointing to her chest. Mine is where I sit down, a little boy called from the back of the room. Whatever gave you that idea, said the startled teacher. Well, the youngster replied, every time I do something good, my grandma pats me right there and says, bless your little heart. Very little, okay. I am teaching on pleading the blood of Jesus, and we've been taught that a lot in this church, and I'm very, very, very thankful because it works, and I've done it, and it works, and Pastor slings it. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry. Okay, Leviticus 17:11 says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life is in the blood. Okay, there is no remission of sin without a blood sacrifice. That's the Old Testament. Okay, without Jesus' blood, that's the New Covenant, Jesus' blood was shed for remissions of sin. It's Jesus' blood now, not the blood of lambs and goats, but it's Jesus' blood, that holy blood, and I'm getting ahead of myself again. Okay. The Lord instituted a vital principle of protection that would forever change one of his, that would forever remain one of his foundational truths, deliverance from death and destruction through sacrificial blood. That's one of his foundational truths. Okay, in Exodus 12, the Lord instituted the Passover to protect the Israelites from the final judgment on the people of Egypt. As you know, the death angel's visit to all the firstborn in the land so that Pharaoh would let God's people go. It was the final judgment. Okay. A lamb for a household. There's another sermon there, but I can't go into it. Okay. A lamb for a household is what God said. A lamb for each household had to be killed and to take of its blood and strike it on the two sides of the doorposts and on the top. And I just heard this a little while ago. I mean, you know, like a year ago. They struck it there, then they went like this. And mind you, it's still bloody, and they struck it there. And then they went to the top, and that blood, it was the sign of the cross. I didn't know that. Okay. They applied the blood of the lamb with a hyssop branch. We now apply the blood of Jesus by faith with our mouth. Yeah. Now they hyssop, okay. The hyssop branch represents our faith. By faith, we plead the blood of Jesus to the doorposts of our lives with our spoken words. It is applied now with our spoken words by faith. Okay. Forgive me. Jim, when you get a chance, bring my book bag. Is it there next to you? It isn't? Forget it. Okay. No. That's Jim. Okay. The word plead is a legal term. For example, you're in a court for a hearing. The judge says, what is your plea? Guilty or not guilty? In the world's court system, those are the only two choices. But in the high court of heaven, you can declare, according to the word of God, I plead the blood. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm getting a revelation on this more and more. I plead the blood. Okay. Uh-oh. Well, I'm just going to add that in there. I'm supposed to. When the devil comes along, I'm giving you condemnation and guilt. You don't have to. I used to roar at him and get mad and fuss at the house. You know, I don't do it anymore. I just stand there and say, I plead the blood. And I just puff him off. Okay. Okay. So when the accuser stands before the judge of heaven and says, this person is guilty, you can say, no, I'm not.
Amen.
You can't harm me, devil. I'm not standing on my own righteousness. I'm standing on the shed blood of Jesus. He paid the price for me and gave me his righteousness.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. I'm getting a revelation on that too. Okay. Now, in a courtroom, in the natural, the prosecutor can't do anything to the defendant whom the judge declares innocent. Well, the judge of all this earth has declared you innocent by the blood of Jesus. And you need to hear it over and over and over. Okay. Your faith is in the shed blood of Jesus. Now you can't just know about the blood. You must declare it with the words of your mouth in faith. Okay. Example. Let's say you're taking an airplane somewhere, okay? And y'all, don't do this. Don't get up the stairway and say, I plead the blood of Jesus. No, don't do that. You can say it out loud, but not loudly. Okay, you know, can you see what the people were thinking in the back of you? They'd all leave them. Okay. When you're getting on that plane, I plead the blood of Jesus to the doorposts of this plane. This plane is going to get me safely to my destination. Okay. My luggage will also arrive with me.
Amen.
I'll be honest with you. Has your luggage ever been there and you're here? 10-4, 10-4. Me too. I hate that. That's a long time ago. I plead the blood now. Okay. And this trip will be smooth and without incident. Hallelujah. Okay. Now the author of the book I was reading said this, and I was glad to hear this. I don't care how many people the devil has an assignment against on that plane, he cannot take me down. I mean, I've always wondered, like, but what about the assignment he has on like 16 people on that plane? Like, No. Oh, thank you, God, the blood overrides it. The blood overrides that. God, thank you. I just now got that. Okay. Make sure your faith is in that blood. Okay. And after you get off the plane, thank you, Jesus, for the protection through your blood.
Yes.
Always, as Pastor was teaching this morning. Now, if your faith isn't there yet, keep hearing CDs and reading books about the blood of Jesus. Can I go down there and get that? Just a second, y'all. Just a second. No. Just these two. Okay. Now. Sorry. Okay. Now. I just recommend a couple, okay? Just recommend a couple. This is by Gloria, Kenneth Copeland's daughter. Protection for Your Family. It is very, 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 very good. And listen to this. By Mark Hankins. Y'all know him. The Bloodline of Champions. Very good book. He really goes into depth that. This is mostly for protection. He really goes into depth. I couldn't teach this whole book, Pastor. I'm sorry. But these are two good books. Anybody who sees them. Okay. Okay. The blood of Jesus is not natural human blood. We all know that. His blood is from his Father. And I couldn't find it, but it's called Zoe. Z-O-E. Zoe blood. Okay. Of God Almighty. Now listen. Cain killed Abel. You know that in Genesis 4:10. Okay. God said, I believe it's 4:10 or 4:11. The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So it proves the blood speaks. That's powerful. It speaks today. Listen to this. It speaks today in the natural. Listen, think about it. You test someone's DNA, like a murder charge or something like that. It can convict them or make them innocent. I mean, the blood is still doing its work. Hallelujah. Life is in the blood. Okay. Abel's blood was crying out for vengeance. But in Hebrews 12:24, it says, Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkling of blood, that speaks better things than that of Abel. Now listen to this, better things. Forgiveness, peace, healing, soundness of mind, wholeness, deliverance. It speaks better things. Hallelujah. Good things, good things, good things. Not vengeance. Oh, God is a good God. You will not be shaken when you put your faith in the blood of Jesus and plead it and say it out of your mouth. Okay. And you know, we sing this song, the blood never loses its power. And you know, I think we need to reiterate that a lot and a lot in our hearts. The blood never loses. I mean, you know, like I pled it so much today, it ran out. You know what I mean? So you can't do that. In fact, I read somewhere that one drop of Jesus' blood can wash out sin all the way back to Adam. I mean, wow. Yeah. You know, wow. Okay. If you get a bad diagnosis, Jesus' blood cries out, healing, yes, wholeness, amen. Restoration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. I just want to read a few things in this right here. Okay. A few things that he said in here. Where the blood of Jesus is honored, the Holy Spirit will work. The Holy Spirit goes where the blood flows. It's just a little thing to remember, okay? I'm reading these in case you want to get the CD and remember. That kind of got to me, okay. Now, God gave this author's wife this. He just dropped it in her spirit. God is on my side, for the blood has been applied. Every need shall be supplied, and nothing shall be denied. So I enter into rest, and I know that I am blessed. I have passed the test, and I will get God's best. God is good. I like that. I like that. Another little thing he said in there. Never, I know you guys know this, never let the devil have the last word on anything. Right. Never, ever, 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 ever. That's going on in your life. Well, I want to tell you, I'm so glad you've been preaching on this. I'm so glad, Pastor. This morning was even better than last week, and I thought last week was so good. Y'all get it. That's 12, 10, 17, and 12, 17, 17. Them are the dates on the thing back there. Get them. Okay. He's always telling me, you know, right now, I don't know how to say this, but if I had to tell somebody the truth, I can't see out of this eye. Okay. But he keeps saying, you're going to go blind in this eye, and you're going to go blind. I did get a bad diagnosis in this eye about a week ago. Yeah, I'm getting it. But you know what? He don't have to have the last word. Hallelujah. God's been teaching it so good. Pastor, that is some good stuff. I've been doing it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The blood has the last word. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God is a spoken thing. It was spoken before it was written, and it was written so it could be spoken. Just, you know how Mark Hankins does this. He rhymes a lot of things when he does it. They work in the gifts of the Spirit of speaking in tongues and the interpretation. They do that all the time between husband and wife, okay? Listen, finally, sing songs about the blood. It honors God. I'd like to honor God. Sing, and you know, I'm not gonna sing them, but I'm just name a couple. And there is power in the blood of Jesus. Okay. Oh, I know. Yes, I know. Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Okay. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Here's another song. The blood that gives my strength from day to gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. That's a powerful. So I wrote on here. Google. You guys Google everything. I know you do. I just learned how. Okay. Google some blood songs and sing them with the karaoke. I mean, you know what I mean. There's one on there where you can just sing it where they're not singing, but you can sing with them and do it. It's good. It'll get in your spirit. Okay. Okay. Now listen, I plead the blood over a group of people every day. And don't forget the President of the United States. Never forget him. The top. God likes to do it from the top. Okay. And your pastors, for sure. Okay. Okay. And then I pleaded blood and I name a whole bunch of things. My home and my car and everything like that. And my dog. Don't forget your dogs. Okay. Cats or your fish. Okay. Now listen. Okay. I also plead the blood over all of the people I named, over our cell phones, iPads, and computers. And then I say they will never be hacked, compromised, stolen, or damaged. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. The more you plead the blood, your faith will rise. Now, pastor's into the slinging stage, okay? I haven't quite got there. He slings the blood. I'm probably on everything. Look out, neighborhood. You know what I mean? I haven't quite arrived there, praise God. There is levels in God. I just plead the blood, and I mean, I'm not kidding you. I say the word blood a lot during the day. I plead the blood, I plead the blood. Sometimes I just say the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus covers me and covers your thoughts and your conscience and your mind, because he's screwing up your mind. Cover it, cover it, cover it with the blood. If you have to say it 1,000 times a day, cover it, cover it, cover it with the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God forever. Give God a hand clap. Amen. Clap.